Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's bring in Mark Haynes, man. We're happy to have our brother Mark here with us for the first time on the show, Sac Observer. In the Three in the Paint podcast. Mark, what up, baby? Welcome to the show.
How's it going, man? How's it going, man? I appreciate you guys for having me, and I apologize that somebody decided to start blowing leaves right at this moment.
Yeah, you know how it goes. Yeah, you know how it goes, man. People got
to...
Mark,
we used to do these shows at home, man. Kenny's gardener would be out.
The neighbor would back into the...
Oh, my God, the neighbor. At the same time every day, the neighbor would back into his parking space. Like, all of Kenny's... Like workers would be walking around the house while we were doing the show.
What is this guy talking about?
The maids and the cooks and all of that stuff. So we're used to it, bro. It's all good. We're just happy that you're here. How are you feeling headed into tonight's game with the Kings and the Warriors?
Man, I think if you are a Warriors or a Kings fan, you should be in for a treat. You know, you got two Northern California teams back at it. It's in a semi-similar situation as the game 7 last year or whatever, meaning it's so much riding on this game, mm-hmm. except for, you know, it doesn't mean you're in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But it should be fun, though.
Yeah. You lived through the 7-game series and all the games this year and everything like that. Now getting to this point where they're in a play-in, a win-or-go-home game, do you look at this as a legit rivalry, is a brewing rivalry, is a potential rivalry? I don't really, I know a lot of people get into the whole, oh, you got to win for it to be a rivalry. Not necessarily. I mean, they're close in proximity. The fans are there, you know, and close in proximity, and they go back and forth all the time. Do you think this has all the elements of a rivalry?
Yeah, definitely. Just like you said, like, it's right now it's at the stage where it's like, it's not like a national rivalry. Like, you know, people in other states would, they may not care as much as people in Sacramento or the Bay Area, but the chatter is definitely there between the Bay and the 916, and it has everything you need for a rivalry.
If you had to pick something going into tonight's game that you think is the most important thing to happen for Sacramento to get the victory, what do you think it would be?
I think Sabonis got to come out hot offensively. He has to get close to, you know, 10 points in the first quarter. Him, and as we seen last year, how he struggled against the Warriors to score the ball. And once they got him, you know, frustrated with scoring, everything else kind of started breaking down. You know, Looney turned into, you know, Dennis Rodman when it came to the rebound. And, you know, it was the Kings, especially with Malik Monk being out, they have to figure out some type of way to score the basketball, especially when things get tight. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if Sabonis could come out, you know, get some easy buckets early on in the game, maybe that momentum could continue throughout the rest of the game. And I think if Sabonis, you know, if he scores 25 points or so, mm-hmm. I think the Kings have a real legit chance of winning.
You think that's in him? You know, a lot of people doubt that that's in him, you know, especially going up against the Warriors. I don't. I think he definitely can. But what you think, Mark? You think he's got it in him in this situation, under these lights, against this team, to put that type of game together?
You're right. I'm with you right now. Like, that's what needs to happen if they go win. But I don't know if there's another way to beat the Warriors with this team and how it is. I think everything is on Sabonis. So I think you could have an amazing game from De'Aaron Fox. I think Keegan could do his thing, but the Warriors, they can score the ball. And if both teams are scoring, it's going to come down to the end. And then you have to start, you know, is Sabonis being a liability at that point? And, you know, with, you know, a lot of people talk about him, you know, not using his left hand or whatever, whatnot. And I do think, really, I think that's a big part of why it's so hard for him to score the ball or whatever. I mean the right hand, right hand. But that's why it's so hard for him to score the ball. It's everything's left. And when you got defenders like Draymond Green and Kevon Looney who are very smart, very strong, that's going to give Sabonis a lot of problems. And I don't know if the Kings have, without Malik Monk and Kevin Huerter, I don't know if they have enough to beat them without Sabonis having an amazing game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that. Draymond will challenge Domas, and I think he'll challenge him early, like he was talking about right there, Mark. Being aggressive in the first quarter, I think that goes a long way for Sacramento because it shows Domas, and this is what I was talking to the insiders about, shows Domas will be aggressive offensively. You asked, does he have it in him? Like, yeah, absolutely, I think Domas has that in him. It's just Domas will not play outside of himself. And
right.
He'll take the mid-range shot if he believes that that mid-range shot is the best shot for the Sacramento Kings in that exact moment. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to have to make decisions in the first quarter tonight, Mark, and this goes into exactly what you were talking about because Draymond will play off of him, and he'll challenge him. You want to be effective tonight? Make it from right there. Mm-hmm. And if Draymond's not going to react, and I don't think Steve Kerr is going to react either to one or two, might start reacting to three or four, especially if they're all in the first quarter. And then it's like, all right, we need to press a little bit. Then you start pressing. What does that do for Keegan, Keon, Davion, De'Aaron, the guys on the outside? That could be really what.
And real quick, not to interrupt you, but see kind of what you just talked about, him not playing outside himself. I don't even think he's going to take four of those.
Yes, yeah, so, and that's the whole question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's the best shot for the team.
It is a lot of the time. It is when they don't play the Warriors, he still doesn't take the shot. I would love for him to take more of those 15-footers, Mark, and put that into his bag and into his arsenal. But I don't know if he doesn't seem comfortable with it, or a lot of times he makes a lot of good decisions too, right? So like we're like, hey, shoot the 15 footer, but he drives to the lane, scores, or kicks it out to somebody for an assist. So it does work, but I don't know. Do you see him coming outside of himself a little bit to play the right game right there?
I don't know. I don't think he will, because like you said, even when it's teams where he can, you know, spread his wings and try a little more, he stays within his game. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's won a lot of games. It's a huge reason of why the Kings are in the position they're in now. Mm-hmm. But when you look at, you know, great teams or whatever, and great players, when they get in the postseason, you know, some numbers go down, especially like percentage. You know, they field goals, their threes, it goes down because they're taking more risks mm-hmm. that they wouldn't regular season game. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I like D'Lo said, if he has all the ability, you know, to go score 25 points, but it's really more of a mindset thing mm-hmm. of like deciding I'm going to go get this. Because mm-hmm. Draymond and Looney, they're sitting over there like, oh, we're going to stop this dude. Like, we know, like you said, you can shoot it if you want. Mm-hmm. And we ain't going to come. If, like you said, he come out knocking down that mid-range shot, you know, get a couple of easy points, they're going to have to respect him. Mm-hmm. And that's where if Sabonis says he's going to have to set the tone. And if he understands that, the rest of the team will follow. I think it'll open up things for Keegan. It'll make things even easier for Fox, and who I expect to have a great game. Mm-hmm. And everybody else will follow suit.
You think we were just talking about Domas. Is Domas the most important player for the Kings tonight?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think because there's nobody else on the team that can do the things that Domas could do. Mm-hmm. So if you know, like earlier I was like, you know, late in the game, he could become a liability or whatever. But if you take him out the game because he's a, you know, being a liability, who do you bring him in with? It's no disrespect to Trey Lyles or Alex Lynn or anybody, but they're not Domantas Sabonis. Mm-hmm. So your second best player on the team has to be on the court at the end of games. He has to be impactful at the end of games. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to you guys earlier, like that all the close games since Malik been out, you know, the Kings figured out a way to lose. They tightened up. And in those games, Sabonis kind of disappears. Mm. And if he can stay active and stay impactful for four quarters, they really got a shot. Because it's not like the Warriors are that much better than the Kings. Mm. You know, if they're better. I'm not saying they're better. If they're better.
Right.
It should be a really good game. It's just everything to me is on Domas.
Mark Haynes, Sacramento Observer, we'll get you out of here on this one real quick. How do you think the Kings defend Steph? And what I mean by that is, who do you think is that assignment? Is it a group effort, or are they looking specifically at Keon or Keegan to be the one to guard Steph Curry?
You have y'all seen that that one influencer guy? I can't even think of his name, but he got out of bed. When Steph woke up, he was standing next to him.
Dude, I've seen that video. Yeah, I've seen that
video. Yeah, so I the way to stop, somebody got to be guarding right now.
Yeah.
So walking with him, just face guarding him the whole way. But seriously, though, it's definitely going to be a team effort. The Kings have been playing really good defense as of late. Even though you could say it was against, you know, some bad teams or whatever, but Most defense is mostly effort, and they've been putting effort on that side of the ball, and it's going to take a tremendous amount of team effort. It's going to take, I like the idea of having Keegan start off on him, being a big body. You know, he's in pretty good shape. I don't know how he's feeling, you know, as far as, you know, physically and healthy wise, but you got to move that around. I know De'Aaron is going to want his shot at him, and you know, just having guys that want to defend Steph, you got Davion, Keon. I don't think any of those dudes are shying away from guarding Steph or Clay or any of the Warrior guys. So I think it's going to be a team effort, and that's go, you know, hopefully for the Kings, hopefully that frustrates Steph, which is very, very hard to do. And you just want them to miss some easy shots. And if you can get them to miss shots from running around, tire them out a little bit, you know, that's another way the Kings can come out on top.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, Mark, man. Thanks for joining us, bro. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anytime. Appreciate y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.